The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Manny, I didn't hear you. Manny's saying something in my ear. You can just say it on the microphone for everybody. Just say what you just said to me.
You are live.
Well, that means we have to do the show, you mean?
Yeah.
We're going?
We don't have to, but I mean, it would sound kind of weird without it, I guess.
Monday, I'm kind of thinking, I'm going to do a show.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're thinking,
I had a daughter that woke up this morning and said, "This don't feel good, Dad." And this is not the daughter that does that, you know, a couple times a week, right? Where you're going, yeah, you're going to school. I mean, I've heard that before. This is the one that never says it.
One of the best TV commercials ever. The adult coming in, oh, I'm going to have to take a sick day, not feeling good. And then they cut to the little kid in the bedroom.
That was a good one.
Isn't that great?
I thought about it. It's Monday after all, but no, we're here. We're raring to go. We're actually pretty excited. I love being here with you folks. It's the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains on Mondays. Brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can program, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Neat little story from the other day, investors.com, actually, that's linked on the North Dakota Oil Can Facebook page, talking about the oil export ban and how it's working. Do you remember that? You remember how many hours of airtime and debate and discussion we had about, why do they do this? This is a no-brainer. This stupid ban on American oil being shipped over. You know, goes back to the Carter era, and it just doesn't make any sense. Well, it's working. It's working. So it's a neat little story you can check out there at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. It's May. May has arrived. I love May. May may be my favorite month. I think it might be. Yeah, it is. It's official. May is my favorite month for any number of reasons. But one is we have two members of the Hannon family that were born, actually three that were born in May, and my wife, I knew there were three, but I was going to talk about the kids first, but my wife and two daughters, and, you know, it's Mother's Day. What May is, if for no other reason, number one, because of Mom, right? Number one. Manny, Todd, are you with me, or?
Hey, without mothers, we wouldn't have people.
Exactly right.
A deep thought, right? Did we lose Scott?
I think we did.
Wow. I thought he was just... Because he's like Paul Harvey, you know. You can't just assume that he's not coming back. You just got to wait for it.
Yeah. Wow. Huh. He just disappeared.
I know. It's like, wow, this is as much of a dramatic pause as I ever remember hearing out of him.
Yeah. You know, Todd, it's a good thing that people like you and I have background experience in radio, so we know when something like this happens and we know to just jump on the mic and... And fill time accordingly, you know.
I know. Could you imagine? Wow. I know. And like I say, with Scott, I mean, he does pause for effect, or
it does kind of throw you off a little
sometimes.
Bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's like, okay, well, I'll wait a little bit. And then I pop my air monitor on, thinking, well, maybe I lost my connection in Bismarck to you guys. And no, it says it's on. Yeah. So then I monitor what we're actually playing in the radio on K-Fire in case you guys are connected and I'm not. And then there's nothing. Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, the real question is, how long is it going to take Scott to realize he's talking just to himself? Todd, Manny? Are you with Todd, Manny? Todd, Manny?
Oh, boy.
Here, let me see here. Scott, where are you?
Yeah.
See how long it takes him to figure it out. What's on your mind? I should have a prize for the first person who can correctly guess exactly the moment. Scott's going to be back online and realizes, oh, crap. Oh, dialing now. Listening to you and talking. I believe about the talking part. He says he can't get back in.
I don't see how he can. The line is wide.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, so Scott brought up Mother's Day. Usually do something for Mom?
Yes, I do. In fact, we're actually going to do it on the Saturday before Mother's Day because we want to avoid the sort of the Sunday Mother's Day brunch rush.
Yeah. Everybody gets that same idea, don't they?
Yeah. I believe, do we have Scott back?
We have Scott online too, I guess.
Ah,
yeah. Maybe his old network went down. See, that's, I don't know what we're going to,
Scott.
Well, I know what we're doing this Sunday because there's that little horse race thing.
Ah, yeah.
So we're getting together at my brother-in-law's for a big, I'm supposed to find a big, like, Kentucky Derby hat and all that stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to do all that junk.
Scott, I think Scott is on the phone right now trying to talk to us. Scott, we hear you. You're on the phone.
I'm on the phone. I'm back on pods.
So the real question is, how long did it take you to figure out you were gone? We were just speculating. Well, no, that Scott's still talking to himself.
I was there the whole time. That's why this is the law.
Well, you were there.
You weren't
but here. You were there, and there's beyond your own building, there's no there.
Yeah. Danny, do you want to go anyway. Be on the POTS connection right now?
You should be able to just go right into it.
Your call has ended.
All right. Yeah. There he is.
Anyway.
There we are.
Mom's Day. Yeah.
A lot better.
The bottom line is, Mom's Day. And poor Fred Wing was waiting forever to talk and finally got tired of waiting. But
Fred, call us back, please. Yeah, I wanted to make sure we had Scott back on before we got Fred on here. I didn't want to deprive Fred of the ability to talk to Scott.
Little technical glitch there, ladies and gentlemen. Apologize for that, but we have things rectified now, obviously, and we're...
Well, Manny and I were just talking about how you sometimes pause for effect. And we just thought, wow, this is getting to be kind of a long pause for effect here. You were just simply gone. So we just didn't know. But
just I think everything was,
right. Manny was just starting to talk about how Mother's Day, he has a great idea because what happens, and I don't know if it's the same way in Fargo-Moorhead, I know in Bismarck-Mandan, every Mother's Day, yeah, good luck getting in your favorite place in a hurry. And so Manny's taking his mother, taking their mom out on Saturday, which is not a bad idea.
Saturday before, yeah.
Great idea. Yeah. I think, man, you could make your mom like a 7-course meal right there at your pad. You know, that'd be a way to go.
You ever tasted Manny's cooking? Maybe that's not doing mom a favor.
That's the ultimate hurdle right there. I could make a 7-course meal. Whether or not it's good or, you know, that's still remains.
Manny, I love my mom. I'd never do that to her because that's my deal.
what I was trying to get at about 6 minutes ago, and because of the technical glitch took me a little while to get to is to tell you that it is a big month, and Mother's Day, of course, a big part of that. And we, last year, had more fun hearing stories about your moms than I can ever remember. So that's one of the fun things we have planned for this week. It is a busy one. Also, it's orange cone season, so there's orange cones everywhere. Grant Levi of the North Dakota Department of Transportation is going to tell us about what North Dakota DOT is doing this year, and they'll be tomorrow getting all around the state highlighting some of the projects that are going to be done, so we'll find out about that. Wednesday, Ron Ness will be here, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll get you an update on the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, and of course, that is also a big part of what's happening in May. And a lot happening. Looking, that's how the whole May thing started. I started to tell you about you got to get set for that, which will be coming up last week of May. A lot of fun. Congressman Kevin Cramer in his weekly talk radio town hall. And then, as I mentioned last week, we are taking every single week between now and June 14th in the primary election and dedicating a full hour in a talk radio town hall. Some weeks it'll be more. We have a debate at the end of it. We have all kinds of things planned. We're actually going to take talk radio town halls out to different places and get questions from people in the audience. That race is heating up, so going to be great fun to cover that right down to the wire here on the program, and we look forward to that as well. So But we also are going to spend some time on Mother's Day this week. So looking forward to that as well. All right, let's get to some news here that is happening. A couple of things that I want to get your take on in this hour. And then next hour, our guests include Steve Moore. He's one of our favorite guests because he's wicked smart, economist from the Heritage Foundation, writes for the Wall Street Journal. He's written a piece that scares the living daylights out of you when you're from North Dakota. The headline is "The Death of American Coal." Republicans should remind Americans the GOP wants to save this industry. Save the industry, death of coal. These are the kind of things that are being talked about and why this is so important. We're going to talk with Steve Moore about that. And also Steve Van Dyke from the North Dakota perspective will join us to talk about what the Lignite Energy Council is doing here. We also have Mark Davis, a buddy of mine. He's a radio talk show host, a national talk show host, also works in Dallas. Talk a little bit about the state of the presidential race. So that more. When we come back, is Lion Ted Cruz too strong a term? I want to get your take on that. Coming back.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
If you're looking for a vehicle, any kind of vehicle, the folks at S&S Motors will find it. They have a custom vehicle buying service. Bottom line, you tell them what you want, they'll find it, and at a below market price. That's how they do it. Check out their website, snsmotorsinc.com. snsmotorsinc.com. Don't like what you see? Call them up, tell them what you want, they'll find it. Call Brent or Jeanne right now at 701-444-2341. 701-444-2341 or online at snsmotorsinc.com.
Wake up, America. Shout to the Lord. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to join family and friends during the 65th Annual National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 5th, at an event near you. Now more than ever, Americans need to come before God's throne, humbly asking for forgiveness and His favor and blessing. To find a National Day of Prayer event in your area, just go to nationaldayofprayer.org. nationaldayofprayer.org. That's nationaldayofprayer.org.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, we're all tanned, rested and ready and refreshed after a fun weekend. Back at it on What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions and comments on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline are welcome at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 with your comments. And some of you are now texting me, which is just fine. I gave out my number last week. for the Cloverdale Bacon Giveaway, and we have to call our lucky winner. I talked to him on Friday, so we'll unveil the lucky winner. We were having trouble tracking him down Friday, but we found him, and we'll unveil the lucky winner today on the program, the 10 pounds of Cloverdale Bacon. So stay tuned for that coming up as well. We're brought to you part by our friends at High Plains Apache today. High Plains Apache is not some other sprayer company. Just another, you know, sprayer company. There's that one, there's that one, there's that one. No, no, no. They are the sprayer company the others are talking about. And it's been a windy spring. Holy buckets. I was out playing a little tennis on Saturday. You know me, the tennis player, Tom. Unless you think I'm bragging, our 12-year-old daughter is, like, wiping the court with me, right? And after about an hour of this, I'm like, I'm beat. I can't. Let's take a break. She's like, come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. But anyway, it was very windy. You know, you just throw the ball up and it takes off the whole thing. It's been a windy spring. And drift, obviously, always a worry to producers. Well, Apache has this electronic drift management system that allows you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. It's the kind of innovation they do at High Plains Apache. 1701 East Side Court, Mandan, North Dakota, right across from Bonanza. They're also off Exit 60, south of Fargo and Frontier, North Dakota. They have the ET Egg Center, too, with 50,000 of the parts you need. All right, here's a question for you, especially if you are a Ted Cruz fan in this presidential race. When you hear Donald Trump say, Lion Ted, does it make you mad? Is the term Lion Ted, like, too strong? I personally don't like it. Because, look, what I want, you know, our kids saying that to kids they disagree with on the, you know, at school? You're a liar. You're lying. You know what I mean? It's just conduct unbecoming. On the other hand, I think part of the appeal of Donald Trump is that he's an unconventional candidate. And the people are so tired, so fed up with the disease of political correctness in this country that they think, thankfully, I get a sense of how mad somebody is. All right? But here's what, in my mind, would be a way for Ted Cruz not to receive the label Lion Ted. And that's why I'm sincerely asking this question of Ted Cruz fans out there. I want to hear from the Ted Cruz fans in our audience on whether or not you want him to continue to do this, or whether or not you think he's been maligned unfairly by Donald Trump or whatever. I want to. This is a short-circuit conversation with the Ted Cruz fans out there. To me, I'm seeing the writing on the wall that this is not going to happen for Ted Cruz. And just like he thought John Kasich should go when he was mathematically eliminated, you know, I don't know. And I've been promising I'm going to do this. I'm going to get North Dakota's delegates rounded up. I talked to one this weekend, Yana Murdahl. And Yana Murdahl is a candidate for the legislature, Rapid Park River, and had a little bit of a spirited debate going into the district convention, won that handily, and is on her way to a November victory, in my mind. And I'd vote for her big time. I have to say that there are some people on the radio who have ulterior motives and are politically very different than Yana that are saying things about her that are just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. A good public servant up there. Anyway, I talked to Yana as an example, and Jim Pullman and Kelly Armstrong, two fellas I know and would fairly call a friend, say that the quote in the New York Times, the story yesterday about it, and they're not outright saying it. Well, I guess Pullman is, Armstrong less so, but you can just tell that support for Cruz is softening. But here's where I think the Lion Ted label is relevant to this discussion. Do you remember right after the North Dakota Republican convention, there was big hoopla from the Cruz campaign that they had won North Dakota. And a number of you called and said, what's going on there? And I said, well, hyperbole and, you know, getting the name out there. But that's, for one, you can't really say you won any delegate because they're all unbound. But you could say they're committed to us, I guess. by saying you've won. Second of all, when everybody says you won North Dakota, they assume there was a primary, a caucus, and that wasn't the case. And Ted Cruz, in about every interview since, has talked about North Dakota. We've won North Dakota. We won North Dakota. Well, according to the New York Times, which I don't consider the best source, but Kelly Armstrong has confirmed this in here, the Republican Party chair in North Dakota, Ted Cruz has about 10 of the 28 delegates in North Dakota. And appears to be weakening. I'm disappointed with what Ted Cruz did in North Dakota. I think it feeds the lion Ted Cruz thing. And I like Ted Cruz. And I like what he stands for. But I think if the shoe fits on some of this stuff, you need to wear it. Is that too strong? You tell me. 800-228-0550. And I almost feel like I'm piling on when it's not wise to do so. But Jim in Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind.
I'm a Ted Cruz supporter, but for any politician to call another politician a liar is pretty sad. I mean, if Donald Trump gets a nomination, that'll be the first time in my life I won't vote, because I would take a bullet before I vote for Hillary Clinton, but I cannot vote for Donald Trump. He's a childish, boorish, classless human being. You know, I got one of your guys on one of your radio, on your stations, Mark Levin, who I respect very highly. As I said, I've very seldom ever seen a person with less class than Donald Trump. And, he doesn't have any, and you know, and Lion Ted is stupid. I mean, did every politician exaggerate a little bit this and the other? Ted Cruz to me is a, my opinion is the only hope this nation has to any recovery, because we can't take four more years of Obama. That's what Hillary will bring us. And I think Donald Trump would be an absolute disaster.
Why do you think, Jim, that Donald Trump, if he is as bad as you say, Mark Levin says, has consistently defied every odds all the way in this race and now is getting over 50% of the vote in all these states? What's going on?
Well, I think there's probably a lot of crossover voting by Democrats. I think there's a lot of people that are so fed up with Washington politicians, and rightfully so. You know, to me, the only one in the Washington that has done well is Cruz. But I mean, people are so fed up with him, and rightfully so. I mean, what's come out of Washington, you know, the last years is an abomination.
So I think you're right. I think that frustration is there, and I think that's why Trump gets the votes. I mean, they see him as the guy that can go fix it.
But then he brags about being this great deal maker, that I can work with Nancy Pelosi and I can work with, the Trump worked with him too. What's his face from Ohio?
Well, I think he'd be a better negotiator though, don't you? I mean, you know, I think anybody going into a meeting with Donald Trump is expecting a tough negotiation. That'd be all right for our side. Appreciate your take though. Others welcome. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No, the lion's head thing is not a specific button. It's about 80% of what comes out of Trump's mouth that is worthless. And we're talking about people fed up, emotional choices. I'm pretty sure got us that kind of a president for the last 8 years, and yet they want to do it again from the other side. Pure ignorance.
I'm trying to connect the dots there on what you're saying as far as it comparing to what we've had the last 8 years. I see a lot of the Trump support. You know, Heidi Heitkamp talked about it last week in a conversation we had with her where she talked about the disquiet that's out there and her counseling her Democratic friends to say there's a lot of disquiet and this guy's addressing it. As in Trump. So, and I'm not sure how that compares to the Obama folks that voted for him. An earlier caller said, well, he's getting some Democratic votes. Is that a bad thing? I mean, my biggest worry about Donald Trump is he as conservative as he's now claiming? Right? The unknown, we don't know. And that's where when you see a Ben Carson come aboard, and a Jeff Sessions come aboard. Jeff Sessions on immigration is rock solid. Nobody better. Congressman Kevin Cramer, another prime example. Chris Christie, I'm not a big fan of his sort of New Jersey, Northeastern Republican stuff, but is anybody better than Chris Christie when it comes to taking on ISIS? So, Ben Carson personally told me, personally walked me through the conversation that he had with Donald Trump on matters of faith and the pro-life issues and how he's very curious, how he's a sponge, how he's on a journey, how he's... And to the never Trump, never Hillary, this crowd, Ben Carson, too, said... This is about the Supreme Court. This is about picking a candidate that can save us from Hillary and what she would do with the Supreme Court. Now, he's not a perfect man. He's not a perfect candidate. But where we stand today, everybody else, the other 17 that have 16 have tried their angle, I don't know. I would say... We are where we are, folks. If Trump gets this nomination, you want Donald Trump to win in a really bad way. Mike and Mandan, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Morning, Scotty.
How are you?
Hey, listen, I'm a Trump supporter and all that, but, you know, it gets to the convention there, and Donald doesn't get the nod on the first vote, and he goes to the second one, and Cruz gets it. I got no problem supporting Cruz. This stuff, not voting, you know, because if Donald gets it, I mean, anybody's better than Hillary. I don't care who it is, you know. I prefer Donald, but if he doesn't make it the first time around, I got no problem voting for Cruz. I don't know why these guys have such a problem the other way around, you know.
You know, here's my question, Mike. Why do you think people are so they're drawing a line in the sand that makes no sense to me? In other words, advocate for Ted Cruz all you want, or John Kasich, or whoever, but some of the stuff that you're throwing at Trump seems to me only to help Hillary. But
well, I don't know. I can't figure it out either. The only thing I know is that Trump's the only one that isn't working for the government, or, you know, anything like that. He's a private man. He, you know, made his billions, and that's what we need in Washington right now. Somebody knows how to make a buck, now to hang on to it. And he says it like it is, and he wants to put America first. What is so wrong about that? I just can't figure it out, you know. He wants to put America first. We haven't had that in 20 years.
Yeah. Well, who's your first pick of what's left?
Well, Trump, of course.
Trump right now?
Right now, Trump.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's still people that are still wanting the Ted Cruz thing to happen. I just don't see a path. I don't know how that happens.
I don't either. I don't see how it can happen. But like I said, if it does, you never know what's going to happen with these guys. Trump gets the nod. Well, I got no problem supporting Trump. I mean, Cruz or Kasich, anybody's better than Hillary, I'll tell you that.
And I am still, I want to hear from Ted Cruz fans, not to debate you or anything else, to just understand, okay, I don't like the lion Ted line. I don't. I wish Donald Trump wouldn't use it. I think it's dumb. But it's things like what happened in North Dakota that tell me that's why lion Ted gets lion Ted the label. So
in Arizona and everywhere else.
Yeah, no, the Iowa thing wasn't exactly the ideal situation with telling folks Carson was going home and, you know. Yeah, no, good points. Thanks, Mike. Thanks. Nice chatting with you. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Going to Watford City next. Steven, what's on your mind?
Hi. Hey, I'm a Ted Cruz supporter. But, you know, I would also vote for Mr. Trump if he ends up being the nominee, because anybody's better than Hillary. But I would prefer to see Ted Cruz, because I'm suspicious of Mr. Trump's motivations for running for office, and he's been too cozy with the Democrats in the past for my liking. And as for whether or not, you know, him getting Democratic votes in the primary is a good thing or not, well, if they're only voting for him in the primary, then they're spoilers. If they're going to vote for him in the general election, you know, then they're switching sides.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, in other words,
are these Reagan Democrats or something else?
True. And I have to think, by the numbers that I've seen, what are they here in Pennsylvania? Just a ginormous number. New York, too, that it's too big a number for it to be spoilers. I guess some people are going to be a spoiler, but it seemed like more Hillary angst than it did anything by me. But you're right, we won't know for a while there. Now, your arguments on Cruz, say I'd rather be Cruz. I agree with you. Cruz is more reliably conservative, right? We know what we have with Cruz. We know what we get with Cruz.
I hear Trump talking a lot, but I don't hear him saying much.
But my point is, that argument's been made by Ted Cruz over and over and over and over again, and people are voting for Trump in bigger numbers than they're voting for Cruz. So that train has really left
Trump,
the station.
Trump is better at tapping into their emotions. You know, the thing about liberals is they vote from an emotional standpoint, whereas conservatives tend to vote from an intellectual standpoint. If you can tap into that emotional quality, then you're going to draw some votes from that quarter.
Does it upset you as a Ted Cruz supporter that he's saying he won North Dakota when there's nothing even remotely close to that being true?
Well, I didn't hear about that. I can't follow everything he does. I work 14 hours a day. But if he did that, then he put his foot in his mouth or he stepped in the stuff, you know, the doggy stuff.
The doggy stuff, yeah. I'm glad. I'm glad you're listening amidst that 14-hour workday. God bless you, Stephen. Thanks for being a good, productive part of North Dakota's booming economy. We appreciate you. Dave in Sioux Falls, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
How you doing there, Scott? Appreciate the show, and I always enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
Appreciate what you do. I'm a Ted Cruz fan, and I'm going to go to the convention. I cannot trust Donald Trump. I think he has lied to the American people by saying all these generalities of who he's going to support for the Supreme Court, who he will support for the military, and I don't think, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. Now, if Cruz loses, I will support Donald Trump because I think we cannot let Hillary get in there. But I don't like Donald Trump. I don't trust him. I look at what he's done to the people he declared bankruptcy on. He walked away with money. And to me, those people that invested in those organizations lost money. And so I think he's a phony. I guess that's the bottom line. But I mean, if Cruz loses, I will support Donald Trump because it's a crapshoot. You know what you're going to get with Hillary.
So. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. Call again. Bev, Willow City, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Bev.
Hi there. Glad to talk to you. This is a horse race, and the news media has turned it into that. I can't believe it. I listened to Rush. He's even following, extending the narrative that Trump's the only one to choose. But take a look at Trump's problems. He calls everybody names. He calls Ted a liar. But you know that liars always, the one who lies the most usually accuses everybody else of lying. Then that gives him time to think up a new lie. Now, he's been screaming unfair about this electoral thing. What? What in the world is he thinking? He knew it. If he's such a good man on researching and getting things together, why didn't he get his people in place?
I think that's fair. I think you're right there, Bev. I mean, for one, I do believe the way we, you know, run the whole party system and the delegates and, you know, super delegates and, you know, unbound delegates and all, it is a sham. But it is a sham that the rules are very well written. So you're exactly right. He knew what they were. And you get more people on the ground, you know, and but he still is getting the vast majority of them. There's no doubt about it.
It's hilarious. He's like a child about at times crying unfair. He's anybody who attacks him, then he is going to attack them. And filthy names, terrible way he talks.
Do you acknowledge?
Hillary, but the polls show that he is not going to beat her. That's why the Democrats want him in.
Well, let's talk about this, though, for a second, Bev. You're right. The polls show different things. And Ted Cruz is saying he will not. This is another thing that bugs me about Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz shouldn't say Donald Trump will not beat Hillary Clinton. Nobody knows that. That's why you have elections. If elections were won based on the results of polls, you know, it would be a very different world. We wouldn't have Ronald Reagan. Right, we wouldn't have a lot of George W. Bush. We wouldn't have a lot of things the way they've come out. So, the polls saying what they say now really, in my mind, are pointless. I think in the case now of Hillary versus Trump, you'll have two candidates with some significant work to do after the convention to lower their negatives. I like Donald Trump's chances of lowering his negatives a lot more than I like Hillary. How does Hillary become warm and fuzzy? Is there a way to get this woman warm and fuzzy? I don't know. But good insights, Bev. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your passion for Mr. Cruz. Other calls when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Walking into a Petrostrip USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh-baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a Petrostrip USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza. a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two of those fresh baked cookies, four items, $4, all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including Giant Seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey King-size candy bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water, yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roaster Turkey and Cheese, your choice, $2.99. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm going to vote for the United States of America preservation. We can keep our country. I'm not voting for no specific man. I'm voting for who's got the R behind their name. Let's not be ignorant. Let's save the country. We got the way that things are going here. Have a good day.
All right. And you know what? Fight to the end, right? I mean, pick your person and go for them. I admire these people who say, I don't care what conventional wisdom says. A texter here says, here's the hard concept to grasp. The 10-yard line is not a touchdown. 12:37 is a touchdown. Yeah, exactly right. I mean, there has to be 12:37 now after Indiana tomorrow and California. That may be there, maybe not. And then you see what happens. But, you know, I think anybody being honest with himself says it is a very, very difficult path for Ted Cruz to get to the nomination. Is going to have to be a Trump fall short and a surge for Cruz that just is a tsunami. Read the New York Times story quoting North Dakotans and ask yourself if there's any kind of tsunami coming for Cruz. That doesn't mean you ought not fight and be who you're for right to the very end. I don't think you should call him the Antichrist. I don't think that's a good idea, even though the temptation might be there, especially given the Lion Ted label that comes from the Cruz camp, from the Trump camp towards Cruz, rather. Hey, it's Mother's Day, as we mentioned, this weekend. And if you were sitting there saying, ooh, I got to get a gift, have I got a deal for you. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, will get you a 4-for-1 deal for your mom. Big, ginormous box. She'll say, what the heck? You must really love me. Classic 4-pack combo, only $99.98. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. I think that is the perfect Mother's Day gift. How hard they work? Barely get any sleep? When they do, get them some great sleep and better health. 800-506-9028 if you prefer to call. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, full bank of calls. Let's go rapid fire through all these calls. Looks like Bert and Bismarck's waited the longest on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Bert.
Good morning, Scott. I'm a Ted Cruz supporter. Initially started out Scott Walker, then moved over to Cruz. But I think it is time for Ted Cruz to step aside. And we have to rally around Donald Trump, which appears to be the nominee. But my hope and pray is that Donald Trump has the foresight to surround himself with the intellectual best and brightest, and then to listen to them and heed their advice and surround himself with other people. Because no one person, regardless who it is, has all the answers and can cover all the bases. So I'm just hoping that he's not such a narcissist that he won't listen to anybody.
If I thought he was, I would be like, I'd be the guy screaming, I don't at all. In fact, I listened to Ben Carson talk about how he surrounds himself with the best people, talk about being in meetings with him when he's taking input from, the people that he does. I don't think you get to that position by being of success, right? Of taking $1 million loan to $10 billion by being, hey, it's about me. Clearly the guy's into brand building and, the hair and the TV shows and, the glitz and all that. I mean, it's not exactly North Dakota, but I think he's successful, and I think he's going to surround himself with successful people.
Well, take a look what we have. Mitt Romney and John McCain, obviously that wasn't the answer. And in his non-political appeal, Donald Trump, let him hopefully unleash that on the Clinton machine and some of these other entities.
Good point. By the way, I'm looking at this phone right now, and we got a full bank of calls, about a dozen calls waiting to go. Half for Bismarck, half for Fargo. We are the East-West voice, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. So we'll go back and forth here quickly as we can before the end of the hour. John, Fargo, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, is this me?
It is. Hi, go ahead.
Hey, I'm sorry. I thought I was going to be waiting a little bit longer. John Tran, I'm calling him a national delegate to the convention. I just wanted to comment on Cruz's claim of victory at the Fargo convention. The reason he claimed he was victorious is because he was at the time. And I know I realize that this has changed over time, but he had far more committed delegates. I think Trump had one at that time, and Cruz had upwards of 15. So he rightly claimed victory. I do see that, I saw the New York Times article and was interviewed for it, and same with National Review, where people are kind of bleeding off a little bit in light of Trump's big victories of late. But at the time, he had a solid majority of the delegates.
My question was, John, whether it's fair to say you won North Dakota when, A, there wasn't a caucus or a primary, as you well know, and also that everybody's unbound, right?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. But at the time, he had a number of people who were at least verbally very committed to him. So it's like everything else. If you have the support, you announce the support. And if people have said, I'm supporting you, I would repeat that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I think one, North Dakota, and the way it was put out, a little odd. But I do take your point that if you could say I counted that amount of support. But here's my point earlier I said, as just what you described. Okay, he had 15, now he's got 10 or whatever the number is, that it's softening. There's no momentum for Cruz right now. So even if Trump ultimately has knocked off the mantle, the momentum's going the other way, isn't it, quickly?
It appears as though it is, yeah. You can't argue with that, but I'm just speaking to the convention. At the time, it appeared that he had the vast majority of support, and I think he was...
Got it. Makes sense. Appreciate that, John. Thanks. More coming up, folks, on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.